It's the Cartzeloni podcast for Monday, January 31st, 2011. Today, two poems by Enrique Moya, who's a Venezuelan-Austrian poet, fiction writer, literary translator, publisher, essayist, music, and literary critic. He's published works in diverse literary genres in newspapers and magazines of Latin America, the USA, Asia, and Europe. His collections of poetry include Oval Memory, Café Kafka, Theories of the Skin, and Before Soren Kierkegaard's Tomb. We're going to be hearing the title poem to that last work, followed by Summer in Iceland, both of them translated by Nathan Horowitz, who we published here in the past as nonfiction and poems. In fact, back in 2006, Nathan's translation of a Sequoia shaman's memoir appeared in Cartzeloni's education issue. Here's Enrique Moya reading his poems, along with Nathan reading his translations.
Ante la tumba de Soren Kierkegaard. Devoto era del azul, mas al conocer el gris de Copenhague, me consagré a sacerdocio de sus tonos. Ahora escucho atento las voces procedentes de la niebla, transcribo sus ecos con tinta de agua y memoria. La tumba de Soren Kierkegaard, vacía de crisantemos, la sombra de un árbol reposa sobre su lápida. Trozos de luz alternan con trozos de sombra. El cielo del camposanto aún está en la nevera. Los gorriones daneses alternan sus melodías. Saben cuándo es tiempo de requiem y cuándo de fanfarria. En sus estudios estéticos el filósofo aconseja. El que se haya perfeccionado en el arte de olvidar y en el arte de recordar podrá jugar a la pelota con la existencia entera. Nada tan efímero como la muerte ante un retoño bajo el cielo de abril. Sentado y sin palabras ante un epitafio, el mejor poema a la primavera es permanecer en silencio un instante.
At Kierkegaard's tomb. 1. I was devoted to blue, but when I met the gray of Copenhagen, I consecrated myself to the priesthood of its tones. Now I listen carefully to voices emerging from the fog. I transcribe their echoes with ink of water mixed with memory. 2. The tomb of Søren Kierkegaard is empty of chrysanthemums. The shadow of a tree reposes on its stone. Pieces of light alternate with pieces of shadow. The sky above the churchyard is still in an icebox. The Danish sparrows alternate their melodies. They know when it's time for a requiem and when it's time for a fanfare. In his aesthetic studies, the philosopher advises, when you reach perfection in the art of forgetting and remembering, you will be able to play games with all existence. Nothing is as ephemeral as death faced with new shoots under an April sky. 3. I sit wordlessly before an epitaph. The best ode to spring is a moment of silence.
Verano en las tierras de Islandia. En Odadarraun, el viento bautiza los puntos cardinales de este desierto hijo de la nada. El silencio tiene su modo de decir las cosas. Cada pisada posee un eco profundo, expansivo. Así que más vale entender bien lo que dice, o serás alimento de los fantasmas de la arena. Vatnajökull tiene forma de eternidad, y su infinito cubre mi mano con su niebla. Mas intuyo la distancia entre mi alma y el glaciar por los susurros del hielo, por el tímido saludo del disco solar. En Kerlingarjul no ayuda echarle un vistazo a la brújula. Hay que orientarse por la sombra de las piedras. También puedes cerrar los ojos y dejarte llevar por la ventisca del glaciar. Todos los caminos llevan a Reykjavik. La noche está allí aun cuando nadie la vea. 2:56 a.m. en la bahía de Faxaflöy y el sol levita sobre el frío verano de Islandia.
Summer in Iceland. 1. In Odadarán, The wind baptizes the cardinal points of this desert born of nothingness. The silence has a way of saying things. Each step has a deep echo, expansive. So it's best to understand clearly what it says, or else you will nourish the ghosts in the sand. 2. Vatnajökull is shaped like eternity, and its infinity covers my hand with its fog. But I intuit the distance between my soul and the glacier, through the whispers of the ice and the timid greeting of the solar disk. 3. In Kerlenarfjöll, it doesn't help to glance at the compass. You have to orient yourself by the shadows of the stones. You can also close your eyes and let yourself be guided by the breeze from the glacier. All roads lead to Reykjavik. 4. The night is there, even when no one sees it. At 2:56 a.m., in the bay of Faxaflói, the sun levitates above the cold Icelandic summer.